The Columbia Prison is a prominent landmark on Highway 39. Its guard towers and steep walls topped with razor wire appear on the horizon on your left as you top a hill heading north past the city of Portage. It's home to more than 800 inmates. Once the doors closed behind me on a recent visit there, I found it can be quite a peaceful and even spiritual place.
Walking through the circled razor wire is something that I'd never do unconsciously as I come in. But this is one of the safest places I come each week, which seems almost ironic.
That's Judy Adrian, one of several volunteers who join the meditation group each week. It's led by Reverend Jerry Hancock, who runs a prison ministry program based at the First Congregational Church in Madison.
Steve, can you and I trade places?
Seated on chairs in a circle, a dozen inmates slowly stop talking among themselves and turn their attention to Hancock.
We have a question, just like always, and we want to leave time for Gina to lead the meditation. So we'll try and stop about, 25 of.
This week, the question the group is trying to answer is, what is the most important thing about me? Their responses were not what I expected to hear from men doing hard time for violent crimes.
Most important things about me is my righteousness, being able to look for the good in everything instead of looking for the bad in everything.
Loyalty, honor, and integrity are like the three key things in my life, and I value those type of things, and I try to look for those things in other people.
I care about people. I treat them the way I want to be treated. And it usually comes back on me.
I think the most important thing about me is my ability to love other people.
As a Rastafarian, I believe that it's my life duty to preach that and promote that, the best attributes of man that was given to us.
The session ends with 5 minutes of silent meditation led by volunteer Regina Golding of Madison. There were some occasional interruptions reminding us of where we were.
Just surrendering to the present moment and the soft quality of your breath, these moments of stillness.
Attention all areas, hold courtyard movement until further notice.
And bringing in your mantra.
Golding says the 4 years she's been attending the group have been bittersweet. She says the hardest part is watching the men change their worldview, yet still be unable to really act on their newfound good intentions.
And that's the heartache for us, seeing men, you know, who are so deeply rehabilitated, you know, truly, truly, inwardly rehabilitated, and really do want to be out and really do want to help work with the younger men on the outside, you know, who are headed in that direction. I mean, they just have such a sincere desire to be part of the solution, and they can't.
But they can find a little peace within themselves, she says, and a spiritual life that helps them do their time. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.